TJ coming back up. There's a, you know, we talked to TJ the other day, but what has Jari meant for you guys, considering A, is how well he's played, and B, he's had a whole bunch of guys at right tackle, and he seems to just keep producing for him?
He's been, like you said, he hasn't missed any snaps. He's played every play, and, you know, his knowledge of the game is obviously very high, but, you know, the toughness he brings, you know, it's not like he hasn't had something like every player does at some point in the season, has to deal with something. He just chooses not to talk about things. And so I think his toughness has been very much a welcome addition to an already tough group, in my opinion. So, you know, leadership, we have a lot of young guys, and he can help in a lot in those ways.
Campy, I'm sure you don't sit around and count this stuff, but do you know how few snaps your number one line has played together in the five guys that you would start?
I'm not sure the snaps, but it was Minnesota.
Yeah,
and it was
snaps, that's it.
15, about a quarter.
Out of like 400 and some snaps. So with that said, how do you make sure that you get all these guys ready to do what they've done?
Well, you know, it kind of starts in training camp with some of the young guys. You kind of move them around a little bit. But then, you know, you find if you move them around too much, then the kid can't show enough to say, okay, I deserve a spot. So it's kind of a fine line, you know. And coach has always kind of kept me in check with not moving so much in training camp, to be honest with you. Move some, but not too much, because let the guy play, you know. So coach has always had that discussion with me, doing too much sometimes, but which is true. But I think really this year, it wasn't just one, it was two. So those guys had to go play. It wasn't like there was any time to wait or to see. We had like two spots you had to fill in some of those games. So I think they just did a really good job of getting acclimated to it. You know, one thing I'm really proud of them is just hearing the plays, the calls, and learning the concepts of what we're trying to do. That obviously helps too, but I think it's a tribute to the older guys that have been here and the new guy, older guy, Jari, coming to, you know, teach those young people how to be pros and to, you know, to lose yourself in that room for the betterment of the team. So
I think Rob's just as pointed in Rita's story about 15 snaps that those guys have played together.
Oh, is that? Oh, did he do a story on that?
He did.
I'm sorry.
I'm sure it's on your to-do list.
Well, I'll make sure I go back and look at it.
In all
excellent.
Certainty,
I'm sure it was an excellent story, Rob.
Yeah.
It wasn't that good, Jason? No, sorry.
But along those lines,
yes.
In all seriousness, I mean, have these guys spent enough time in training camp before Brian hurt his ankle and they've all played long enough that it's not that big of a deal, or with only 15 snaps in 8 weeks together, is there going to be a little bit of a kind of getting it back together process during the game for those five?
Oh, with the first group.
Yeah.
Oh, I see your question. Yeah, because they had the snaps in training camp, obviously, but then those are limited, like you said, you get a half or a quarter, whatever. But, you know, I think that, you know, really the, you know, from the center over, I mean, Lane's had to kick the left tackle. We get that for a couple games, but, you know, that's okay. And really, I think it's going to be, I would say, yes, it's always helpful to keep playing together, and they're going to get better as each game goes. But you have a very experienced guy in Jari, and he's had a lot of right tackles. You know, we had Streif for a while, but then Brian and him had a mesh going before Brian had his little, you know, his deal. And so, I, you know, I think they should roll in it pretty good. You know, I do. And, you know, looking forward to it. I mean, heck, I know everybody is. I think, you know, and you get those guys out there and get some continuity, it's going to, you know, let's pick up where we left off last year and go, you know. So let's go a lot more than Rob's article. How about that, all right? Let's just keep rolling. So
you've had 200-yard rushers in three games. What's the attitude in the offensive line room regarding that? And do you – tell them, you know, they might not get the same opportunities every week, but I'm sure they want more opportunities.
Oh, sure. I think every lineman likes to run the ball, you know. But, you know, having 200-yard rushers, I think that's a byproduct of a lot of things, too. I mean, You know, receivers do a nice job. Now, our receivers block their tails off in this offense, and they do a wonderful job at it. Tight ends have to do their job. And so, you know, backs courses and all these things, quarterbacks handoff, what he does afterwards. You know, so there's a lot of things that go into those 100-yard deals. You know, but when you're rolling like that, linemen love to do that. Of course they do. But I'll say this, you know, the guys are unselfish, and you have to be. So whatever's called, you run. You do it, you know. But I think in every lineman's heart, somewhere in there, you know, let's run it one more time instead of throwing. Of course, you know, why not? But they do a good job with that. They don't complain about anything. They just do their job and go, you know. So there's been situations I know, and you hear of things like people complaining this, that, not that group. They won't do that.
James is. I know it's only been a couple days, but Spriggs getting back out there. How's he looked, and how important is that for you guys to have another option there in case?
Yeah, it's nice to have him back out there. And today was his first day in pad, so he got, you know, got to do a little bit more today. You know, I think you just, you know, for him, it's been so many. It's kind of like you got to accelerate him. I mean, he's got whatever the weeks are. I don't know the rules and all that, but I know he's got some time. So he's got a couple of padded practices yet to go through. So, you know, certainly having him back is a plus, no question.
Campy, I know how close you get with all these guys.
What's that?
I know how close you get with all your players.
Mm-hmm.
You got really close with TJ, obviously, and what he went through with his dad and everything mm-hmm. else. And I'm just wondering what it's going to be like for you to see him in a blue jersey on Monday night?
You know, I think that emotional hit me after the game because I don't go there before, you know, and Donnie too. I mean, Donnie was here 6 years. I mean, nothing but the highest regard for both of them as people. I mean, those are as fine as people as you'll ever be with the group. I mean, they're outstanding people and fathers, and you know, hell, it'll probably hit me. Sorry, you can't say hell, that's bad. All right, whatever. But it'll hit me, though. It'll probably hit me afterwards, you know. And, you know, I'll see him walking off, you know, after the ball game. But, yeah, they're outstanding people, good people.
Do you, during your playing time, do you ever remember being on an offensive line that did as much juggling as you guys have done these seven games? Anything even close to this?
Yeah, well, I think there was one year it was with Coach Infante's teams. I remember we had, like, I had two guards to the left of me. Ronnie had to switch, and then Alan Weingrad had to play left for Ken Rutgers, and then Lewis Cheeks came in for right tackle, and somehow Louis ended up – I remember it was about a two-week period there. We were all over the place, so – but I can't remember exactly. I remember there was one the only reason why I mention this is because Ronnie Hallstrom was back this summer and Rich Moran, they came by. So we got a picture of the, you know, three of us, and we were talking about, remember when, you know, so they reminded me of that. Louis had to play, and Louis Cheek, and you probably don't remember him, but he's number 78 from Texas Tech. Remember Louis? Yeah. How about this? Louis' son was coming out from college 2 years ago at the Combine. So I looked up Cheek, and I said, oh, my God, that's Louis' son. And I called Louis. He was on the road in his cell phone. I hadn't talked to Louis for, like, 15, 20 years.
That kid, like, 6'7",
too? Yeah, just looked just like his dad. Red hair, the whole nine yards. Cool as hell. Yeah, it was just neat. Like, oh, my God, he's got a kid in the combine. It was neat. Yeah, it was neat.
Was that Blair Bush for you back then?
I was Blair's the first year in 89, then Blair was mine from the next
–
It was, no, the first year I started, 90, when we had all the
– When mix. Had all the injuries, though?
Yeah. It was the year when Blair was here because I had to play a game for Blair because he got hurt. And then everybody got all scrambled around. And then I got hurt, and Ronnie had to play in Milwaukee at center because
right.
I got hurt. So that's what we were talking about all that because Ronnie still holds that against me. He had to play center. Yeah. I mean, poor Ronnie, 6'6", 320 pounds. Yeah, I feel bad for you.
So, thinking back to when you did that, and then seeing how your guys have handled this, is there a little bit of a, I mean, you don't want to go through all that, but is there a little bit of a, hey, you know, we love a good challenge kind of a thing, and especially now if you luckily are past it, you survive.
No, you don't want to really want to do that. So, no, you don't. But I tell you what, though, you got to find a positive in each experience. And the one thing that, seriously, is like these guys have gotten, I mean, just a ton of experience being bounced around like that. I mean, Lucas Patrick, I mean, he's got to learn this center. He's got this. He's got guard. You know, he had to play at Chicago, go in there. You know, Justin's had to move around. Then you get a guy that comes from, we got, you know, Ehrlich from the Cardinals. He's got to learn it like right now and be ready. He got to head to play, you know. So I think it's for young players, man. I mean, you're never, and they don't. They don't want the guys to get hurt. But my goodness, what an education. I mean, you can't pay for that. And so we just stress that to them. Like, look, every experience, whether it's a tackle, guard, whatever it may be, hey, it's an experience. It's football. So. I mean, they should feel, and I know they do feel very fortunate of the opportunities. And but no, you really don't want to. You don't want to go through that too much. But it is what it is. What it is, and you got to do it. So.